We are at the Firestone Country Club in beautiful Akron, Ohio, and talking with Jay Walkinshaw, who was a guest on Golfers on Golf Radio earlier this year, especially during the week of the Senior Players Championship. But it's been a wonderful few days for us to actually come here for the first time and experience the experience at Firestone Country Club. And Jay, welcome back to Golfers on Golf Radio, and it's been a real delight to come here and see what this golf facility, one with such a great history and tradition, is really all about firsthand.
Well, thanks, Roy. It was an absolute pleasure having you here for the last 3 days, and I'm glad you got to experience all three golf courses during your stay and a little bit of Firestone hospitality as well.
Well, Jay, one of the things that your club is doing and Club Corps is doing is there's some opportunities here. People from long range might think, oh, that's another one of those famous private clubs, but there is now some access for golfers who are not members to come here and enjoy the Firestone experience.
Yeah, we... Earlier this year, as we talked about in the last broadcast, was we offer a limited number of stay and play opportunities for the general population, golf enthusiast, anybody who's seen Firestone or wanted to come visit the water tower and play a little bit of golf on the South Course, to come and play and enjoy. We also have a number of lodging opportunities, both in our men's locker room and in villas. And we have three beautiful golf courses.
Well, Jay, a lot of people might know the South Course because they've seen it on TV for the tournaments, and obviously that's a wonderful golf course. And some people might know about the North Course, but for example, to start with, this morning I think I played one of the greatest golf courses I've ever seen that nobody's ever heard of. It's your third course here. It's the West Course, and it really doesn't need to take a back seat to your other two really great courses and more well-known courses, the North and the South.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the South Course is iconic. It's been seen worldwide. It's produced an awful lot of champions. You know, Tiger's owned it for a number of championships as well. But, you know, the North Course is a great compliment. Robert Trent Jones Sr. as well designed. But the Fazio Course, or the West Course as we're currently calling it, designed by Tom Fazio, is an absolute treat. It's a real special golf course. We hear it a lot that there's three unique golf courses, and a lot of people have that moniker that, well, all three golf courses are different. And, you know, I think we embody that too in spades here at Firestone. South Championship Golf Course, North absolutely beautiful, but the West Golf Course is truly something that holds its own against the other two.
Well, we saw that there's some work going on out there. Bring us up to speed on what is happening improvement-wise on your West Golf Course.
I will. Thank you. It's the West Golf Course was opened in 2002, designed by Tom Fazio, and you know, for 18 years it's played very, very well. It's a very good routing, very generous fairways, wonderful green complexes, and currently we're embarking on a bunker renovation and restoration and a little bit of a remodel too. You know, that style and in that era, a lot of bunkers were placed more for aesthetics and other things, and you know, we're narrowing them down a little bit, reducing them by about 50,000 square feet and keeping them strategically placed and really looking to enhance the visuals and aesthetics of the golf course, but also, you know, keep them in the playable areas, reduce a little bit of maintenance inputs, and enhance the golf course. So it'll really play a little bit differently, but it'll play very, very well.
Well, as you mentioned, we've seen the PGA Tour here for years. Many of the great champions in golf have won here. Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods, names that people recognize. Fill us in a little bit on the big picture, tournament-wise, going forward for Firestone
currently is right in the middle of a four-year agreement with the Champions Tour, PGA Champions Tour. Great relationship with Bridgestone. Wonderful to have a major here, the Players Championship. And, you know, this year was my first experience with that tournament. And I got to say, you know, from a player's perspective, which is who we interacted with this year with no fans and everything, they absolutely love coming to Firestone. Many of them played here in the past in, you know, either a WGC or NEC World Golf Championship. And there's a few guys that always wanted to play and never really made it to Firestone. And they're getting to play here for the first time and experience it as well. And you know, the comments across the board is that, you know, you play at Firestone, you play well, you're going to you're going to compete and be at the top. If you're not at the top of your game, you're probably not going to be there. And Firestone identifies those players consistently. I think this year's score was 4 under winning. Very, very competitive event. You know, weather played a little bit of a factor there on Sunday with a little bit of a rain delay, but still absolutely great golf being played.
You know, one of the great icons in golf, or landmarks, if you want to call it that, is right here. It's right out the outside the building. Matter of fact, it looks like it's even over in the corner of your office here. But, you know, there's certain things you can see in golf, and people don't even need to see the golf course to know where they're at. Tell us a little history on your famous water tower.
It's absolutely one of the most recognizable icons in golf. The Firestone Water Tower, many have said, you know, it looks like a golf ball on a tee and a backdrop, but it looms large over the property. In the 50s, the original clubhouse burned down, and it was a big challenge to get water here. So the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company erected the water tower so it wouldn't happen again. It was in use for a very, very significant number of years. I don't know the exact year. It's one of our trivia questions that I keep getting wrong, but as to the last year, the water tower was actually functioning. But it's wonderful to have it here on property and such an iconic moniker. And, you know, when you drive up Warner and you round the corner and you see it there, you know you've arrived.
Tell us what it's been like to be in your position this year. Obviously, not just the golf industry, but a lot of industries have been challenged on how they've had to do business because of the pandemic. What has it been like to operate this club through this really crazy and unprecedented year?
It truly has been an unprecedented year. And you know, people often speak of what's the new normal or what's the normal. I have to really say that, you know, we're fortunate here at Firestone to be a part of the Club Corp family. Club Corp did a spectacular job with ownership as well, Apollo, on managing and navigating the pandemic and what took place to build a high level of trust, not only for our workforce, but also for our members and their guests. I think everybody came into the season, you know, with high expectations with regards to, you know, how Firestone lays out, what's going on at the property, some of our initiatives with stay and play and non-resident memberships. We've all had to adjust. Our members have been absolutely fantastic, actively supporting the club, enjoying and engaging with the conditions that are going on around the property, a lot of the changes that are taking place with regards to construction projects, other things. So the future is really bright at Firestone. But when it came time to the pandemic and what we're adjusting to, Club Corp ownership did a spectacular job in helping us move along with the property, delivering the services that we needed to build that high level of trust with our members and guests.
So many of the great destination properties, golf properties, aren't just about golf. They're about, you know, the food and beverage. But sometimes people want to take a break after they come off the golf course. They've come with someone who may not be a golfer. So what do? They go to the casino, or they go to the spa. And if you've got some of those things here, you hit them pretty well over the last 3 days. But tell us about being sort of a destination property, that it's not filled with some of the frills and thrills that we see at some of the bigger resorts.
Yeah, so Firestone is first and foremost, and has been for a long time, a golf club. While it's Firestone Country Club, we have 354 wonderful holes. We also have a 9-hole public golf course, Firestone 9. The greater Akron, Cleveland area is vibrant. Pro football, NFL Hall of Fame is right around the corner in Canton. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up in Cleveland. There's an outdoors paradise around here, from the national parks to the local parks to the regional parks, as well as a little bit of boating, a little bit of water to do. So there's an awful lot within that 30-45 minute range of Firestone. You've got the Amish country a little bit south of us. So there's an awful lot to discover in Northeast Ohio.
If you had one thing you could tell people that really don't know anything much more about Firestone, other than the fact, hey, we saw it on TV and we saw this great player win there, or we saw Jerry Kelly make a hole in one and win the championship this summer, what would you like to tell them? What should they know about Firestone that they may not know already?
What they know already is the South Course is a spectacular golf course, and it's, you know, identified some of the greatest champions in golf, and most have blessed its fairways. What they should probably recognize about Firestone is the north and the west courses we've discussed, but also our food and beverage and our lodging opportunities, but also the Firestone hospitality. We genuinely enjoy everyone that comes on property and want to provide them with a Firestone experience that's unique, engaging, and very much show them Northeast Ohio hospitality.
And the best way to book a stay and play or to inquire about bringing a group here to enjoy the experience and the three different golf courses would be?
Online, visit the Firestone website. You can always call the club, but we're here and accessible and ready to take your reservation.